No sooner does the left have former President Trump fork over $175 million in bail, but now they're going after him on the next case, right? It's like from one to the other, to the next, to the appeal. Now we're looking at this hush money appeal case. And let me tell you, wow. I mean, I am sorry, but this judge has no business. And I mean N-O in capital letters being on this case. I'm going to walk you through these insane conflicts of interest that really are despicable if he were to stay. I mean, I just say, what kind of person is he? What kind of person would actually have these kinds of conflicts of interest? We're going to talk about that. Plus, we get a little update on Taylor Swift and vote.org. I want to talk about, did you guys see what went down at LSU? Do we have this video, Drew? Oh, my goodness. I mean, come on, ladies. The national anthem. And you're going to walk off stage at like the most patriotic, opportune time. So, you know, Iowa, good for Iowa. They stayed. LSU out of the place. We're going to get into that and a few more things. Welcome to the program, everyone. I am Trish Regan. It's so good to have you here. If you have not yet gone and signed up for my 76 research, I'm going to remind you right now and throughout the show to do that because it's really important. Listen, no one's protecting you. The government's not protecting you. Your institutions on the economic and financial and Wall Street side certainly aren't protecting you. I mean, heck, your retirement fund's not protecting you. Your money manager, Rob and I want to protect you. At 76 Research, we have research and model portfolios that are dedicated to you. We have no bias, no conflicts of interest. All we want is for you to succeed. We're not managing your money for you. We are coming up with ideas and research for you to take ownership yourself. So do me the favor, go over and register if you haven't yet at 76research.com. Oh, wow. I mean, this judge, his name is Juan Merchant, and he just issued a gag order. Do we have the New York Times story? I mean, this is unbelievable. He comes out with this gag order, and that's the big story. And he's going to prevent the former president from talking against him or any members of his family, as well as the DA's family. That's a little normal. You'd be like, okay, well, you know, it's really not great to... The former president is targeting the daughter of this particular judge. I mean, that was my first reaction, right? And before I looked into it, full disclosure, I was like, oh gosh, what's he doing? What's he doing? All I can say is he has absolutely every right to bring up these issues. And all of us need to actually scream from here to kingdom come about what's going down with this judge at this moment in time, because I'm sorry, Buster, you don't have a conflict like this and proceed. You recuse yourself. That is the ethical thing to do, but apparently nobody has any ethics these days. Judge Merchant, let me start with what he issued. The average observer must now, after hearing a defendant's recent attacks, draw the conclusion that if they become involved in these proceedings, even tangentially, that they should not worry not only for themselves, they should worry not only for themselves, but for their loved ones as well. This is, again, according to Mr. Juan Merchant. Such concerns would undoubtedly interfere with the fair administration of justice and constitutes a direct attack on the rule of law itself. Maybe we wouldn't have these issues if you weren't so clearly lacking in ethics yourself. I go on. The issue is not complicated, Alvin Bragg's team wrote in response. This is a DA. Family members of trial participants must be strictly off limits. Defendant's insistence to the contrary bespeaks a dangerous sense of entitlement to instigate fear and even physical harm to the loved ones of those he sees in the courtroom. Okay, let's talk about who the loved ones are. So the judge has a daughter, and the judge's daughter, I'm going to give some credit to Laura Loomer, who actually was first reporting on this, and the president sent out some of her tweets. New York Post picked it up. Do we have that, Drew? We can show folks. The daughter, because I want you to see her, her name is Lauren merchant. So again, like I'm first seeing this story and you know me, like I'm a nice person. I want to make sure she's an adult. I'm like, she's not like a kid, right? You know, she's not a teenager. No, 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 no. She's an adult with a pretty powerful, prestigious company that she runs. It's actually an organization that's a Democrat consulting firm. And she does work for the likes of Kamala Harris and Adam Schiff. Remember, you know, main attraction at the Schiff show? The guy who wanted us to believe all that nonsense about the dossier, who said that the Russians stole the election in 2016. Yeah, that Adam Schiff. Okay, so she runs this big deal, swanky, Democratic consulting firm. Again, look, you know, we're not all responsible for our family members, and family does what family does. However, you know, if you're the judge, Juan Merchan in this case, don't you think you might say this might be perceived as a little bit, just a little bit of a conflict, given that two major Democratic clients of the daughter of the judge overseeing this particular hush money trial have raised at least $93 million in campaign donations and used this case in their solicitation of emails. I'm going to quote the New York Post. It says, raising renewed concerns that the jurist and the judge in this case has a major conflict of interest. So Trump's attorneys are firing back. They're looking at filing another motion demanding that the Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchan recuse himself from the trial, which is set to begin in a matter of days on April 15th. Well, clearly, he ought to recuse himself. I mean, how is this even possible? She runs this swanky thing called Authentic Campaigns, based out of Chicago. Ooh, good old Chicago. What did they say there? Vote early and often? A Chicago-based progressive political consulting firm whose top clients include Representative Adam Schiff, who was the lead prosecutor in Trump's first impeachment trial, and the Senate Majority PAC, a major party fundraiser. I mean, it goes on. This is unbelievable to me. They actually typed out emails. I mean, so understandably, Trump's like, what the H-E-double-O? You know, in some ways, he's kind of fortuitous because this is so bad that once again, the American public's like, are you kidding me? I mean, for those that understand, again, if you're like watching on the periphery, you might think, oh, you know, he's attacking the judge's daughter. Well, what the heck is the judge thinking, taking a case like this with the appearance of impropriety because his daughter's entire livelihood is dependent on something like this? She makes money off of something like this. He wrote on Truth Social, I'll just read it to you. Judge Juan Merchan, a very distinguished looking man, gave him that anyway, is nevertheless a true and certified Trump hater who suffers from a very serious case of Trump derangement syndrome. In other words, he hates me, exclamation point. He put this on Truth Social and he went on to say his daughter is a senior executive at a super liberal Democrat firm that works for Adam Schiff. I believe he called him Adam Shifty Schiff. The Democratic National Committee, the Democrat Senate Majority PAC, and even Biden. So that's a little uncomfortable. I mean, you can understand why you would, right, recuse yourself in a situation like that if you're the judge. Judge Merchant's family is obviously heavily involved in politics. Apparently, it's not just the daughter, the mother. She actually used to be involved, too. That would be Lara Merchan. So this is actually courtesy of our friend Laura Loomer, who's going to be on the show tomorrow, by the way, who's been digging around the internet and found this one that she had held a job as special assistant to the attorney general from 2008 to 2022. Okay, so these people are very political people. I think that's the point here. So what do we do in an environment like this? What do we do when we have a highly politicized case with the former president of the United States right there before us? Do we really say, yeah, that's fine. I can just, you know, separate church and state. There's a big Chinese wall in my family. You don't. No, because if nothing else, you know that the media is going to pick up on this. So if nothing else, even if you, let's assume you're the best guy in the world, but you're going to get Trump and you're going to make his life miserable. From here till eternity, half the country is going to assume it was because you were a biased SOB, okay? Like, that is, I'm sorry, no other way you're going to slice that one. So what do you do if you actually want to preserve and maintain the belief and expectation of having some kind of morality? You get off the case. You give it to somebody else who doesn't have these conflicts of interest. Judge, it's not that hard. You're a judge, for God's sakes. You should care about fairness. You should care about the appearance of impropriety. I don't care if you're never going to talk to your daughter about anything. The fact that she's campaigning off of your case with her lefty politicians is just wrong. The fact that they're making $93 million off of email campaigns using this case as an example. I mean, that is just so fundamentally wrong. So her company, when she got the gig, announced that Lauren Merchant, president and partner of Authentic Campaigns, and Taylor Harper, geographer at the U.S. Census. Oh, no, forgive me. This is a wedding announcement. This is how we know this is the same woman, okay? So this is a Politico wedding announcement that came out in June 2022. She got married a couple years ago. So she is head of Authentic Campaigns, and she married another guy in Moseley, Virginia. And the ceremony was officiated by the bride's father, New York County Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchant. And so now we can go through her client list. She's got Vice President Kamala Harris's 2020 presidential campaign, Kamala Harris for the People, the Biden-Harris campaign, the Schiff's Super Political Action Committee, PAC. They're all clients. This is not good. I mean, this is really, 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 really not good. Schiff's campaign for U.S. Senate scored an eye-popping $20 million in aid since he began soliciting donations off the presumptive GOP presidential frontrunner's unprecedented 34-count indictment last April. This is according to Federal Election Commission records. So you see, he's out there trading off of this. And the guy who's going to make the decision, well, he's the father of the woman who's writing the freaking emails, okay? Like, it's wrong. It is so wrong. And don't give me this, well, you know, she's a woman. She ought to have her own career. Yeah, fine. She has her career. Her dad needs to recuse himself. Let her go have her career. She can do all the email writing she wants. But daddy, no, 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 no. You got to take a hike. Okay, you got it. You got to sit this one out. And if you don't sit this one out, I should hope to God that the Trump lawyers are smart and they take this to the next level, because any which way you slice it, even if you hate Trump and you're super pro-Biden, this is not good for you either, because no one's going to respect the decision of a guy whose daughter makes her living getting people to commit $10 because of her dad's case to Adam Schiff. This is, it's crazy. I mean, here's a story about the emails themselves and how one of them read, "We must continue protecting our Senate majority from GOP extremists. Please rush in $10. It becomes $60 to defend the Senate." So that's one of their Senate campaigns. They've also got this from Schiff. He had an email that began, quote, "It is a somber moment and unprecedented for a former president to be indicted, but his alleged offenses are also unprecedented. Trump will respond as he always does, playing the victim and blaming others for having the temerity to investigate him in the first place. And then he goes on. He's like, $10, please. I mean, crazy. I mean, unbelievable. They are trying to raise money off of this. Her firm is raising money off of this. There is a total basis for the recusal. You know, I'm not a lawyer, but you know who is? Alan Dershowitz. And I'm going to quote him. Quote, there seems to be a basis for recusal of the father. Under the law, close relationships can sometimes constitute, you see, I'm emotional about this, a basis for recusal. He's got to recuse himself. I'm sorry. This is like one of the most offensive things I've seen. I mean, besides doing work over in Ukraine for a company that you know nothing about and making $83,000 a month at it, all while your dad is in charge of the policy for Ukraine. That's pretty egregious. But this is up there too. I mean, this actually might take the cake. This is so crazy, you guys. I mean, absolutely crazy. I'm just disgusted by it. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised. I think I'm just naive sometimes. I still kind of think like there's some good people out there. And then I see how seedy it is and how political it is. And I'm disappointed in our country. You know, it's good that we got people that want to do something about it. Trump's obviously willing to take on a lot to do something about it. The guy who I'm going to show you next, he's willing to take on a lot too. And what's fascinating to me is that RFK Jr., who has just declared his third party candidacy and is actually extremely beneficial in most places, except for maybe Michigan, extremely beneficial to the Trump campaign and therefore angering so many Democrats at this moment in time. He went on CNN last night and he said something pretty profound and left me with a lot of respect for him. Now, he's a lefty and, you know, he kind of sees more eye to eye with some socialist policies than I would ever begin to. But listen to what he says. And he's got other things, by the way. He's committed to dealing with our debt load and a variety of other topics that are important. But listen to what he says to Aaron Burnett on CNN.
But do you really believe that when people talk about the threat to democracy that Trump poses, do you really think that that is an equal evil to Biden?
I can make the argument that President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy. And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent. I can say that because I just won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals and now before the Supreme Court. It shows that he started censoring not just me. 37 hours after he took the oath of office, he was censoring me. No president in the country has ever done that. The greatest threat to democracy is not somebody who questions election returns, but a president of the United States who used the power of his office to force the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to open a portal and give access to that portal to the FBI, to the CIA, to the IRS, to CISA, to NIH, to censor his political critics. President Biden, for the first president in history, used the secret, his power over the Secret Service, to deny Secret Service protection to one of his political opponents for political reasons. He's weaponizing the federal agencies. Those are really critical threats
Donald
to democracy.
Trump, of course.
Wow. Right? You know how hated he is. You know what the ladies at The View have to say about him. You know what his own family, the Kennedys, is saying about him right now. And yet he's also willing to take all of that on. Because why? What is the most critical thing in America right now? It's our freedom of speech. So whether it be the judge not wanting Trump to go on about family, I don't think that Trump would have gone on, in all seriousness, about his daughter, had his daughter not been a Democratic political op working for the likes of Kamala Harris and Adam Schiff. All right, that's like crossing the line. So they're going to squelch the former president's freedom of speech. They did so on Twitter already. Got that back thanks to Elon Musk. and they're going to squelch however they can yours about a whole variety of topics. I mean, RFK, he's dealt with it because he's gone places that you're not supposed to go. So I credit him. And you know what? I credit Aaron for not interrupting him on that, because I'm sure CNN and some of the producers in the booth were like in her ear saying, no, you know, they don't want to hear that. But you have to hear that, because if we don't have our freedom of speech, if we don't have our First Amendment, ladies and gentlemen, what do we have? I mean, that's what's been so terrific about this. Please subscribe if you haven't. Do me that favor. Subscribe, give thumbs up, like, share, do all that stuff. I'm here every day. You can hit the bell. You'll know exactly when I'm live. But if you don't have that, then we really quickly start to dissolve. And what he has seen, and you heard him say this, is that under this team and this administration, that basic right, our First Amendment rights, they have just disintegrated. I'm not going to bore you with all my stories. Maybe we'll do that in the team chat for just the closed membership. But I've seen some things, shall we say. And it was under this team. It was under the Joe Biden administration. So I know some friends have seen some things, and I saw at least one or two myself under the Obama administration. And in fairness, under Bush as well. So there's a lot that goes around. The difference between the Trump administration and all of those was that, like, they just say it. Like, Trump would just call these people out to their face. It wasn't like you were getting suppressed as a journalist or anything behind the scenes. I mean, what's great now, I mean, we have the streaming platform. So thumbs up for that. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so excited to have this new way of communicating with you all that's really direct. And because of this directness, we have a chance to really peel back the layers, look at what really is happening in America. And again, like, this story was important for me to do, to lead the show with, because this judge has no business being on a case when his very own daughter is making her entire livelihood, raising some $90+ million reportedly from the New York Post off of, are you kidding me? Off of Adam Schiff and the rest of them's emails about this very case? Not all of them, but certainly a lot. It's wrong, okay? In life, there's right and there's wrong. And granted, we all know there's some in-between as well, but this is not one of the in-between situations. It's wrong. I want to turn to another story about this vote.org woman that kind of fired her people in a really unnecessary way, another Democrat organization. But before I do, just a shout out for our good friends over at America for Prosperity, AmericansForProsperity.org, because they're on the right side of things. They want to help keep inflation tame. They want to make sure we have the right energy policy. They want to make sure they have the right tax policy so that you can benefit the most, so that small businesses can benefit. And so that, by the way, all those big corporations that want to go relocate to other places around the world will want to be here. We want to incentivize people in the right ways. We want to think about dealing with the massive debt load. I mean, I'm sorry, this is not sustainable. At least RFK is talking about that too. You can't have $34 trillion in debt and counting and think that that's going to end well. So Americans for Prosperity, they know that. They care about it. Go there, check them out. They are working aggressively around the clock right now to make sure that come November 5th, we got a good shot at getting the House and the Senate as conservatives. I'm actually a registered independent. If maybe some of you knew that, but I will tell you that the conservatives, hands down, have the best policy when it comes to things like addressing debt and deficits, when it comes to addressing the border, when it comes to addressing the economic issues that are going to make it better, frankly, for everyone. I mean, look at this other party there. The left has become the party of the elites. Nothing said it better than their Hollywood close ties at Radio City Music Hall the other night. What do you know? You get the Three Stooges up on stage, and what happened? Oh, Lizzo was there too. They raised $25 million. Lizzo later said she quit, apparently, you know, 24 hours after being with those guys. She's out. She's done with music. I actually think that she probably just couldn't take the fact that they were getting all the attention. What do you think? Anyway, Lizzo's out. They're raising all that money, and they are rubbing shoulders with the fancy schmancy Hollywood people kind of like they do at vote.org. They've had a history of doing this. Well, the lady who ran vote.org, she just fired a whole slew of people. Do we have that story to show everybody? This is interesting. I mean, with all that money they raise, how does that happen? Apparently, they're not giving enough to her. So this is like Taylor Swift's big thing. She fired all these people. Few quit in protest. She fired them. I don't know if you have the letter, Drew, because it was really wild. She like sent out an email just like, you're done. He dies. Okay. I mean, like, who fires people like this? This is terrible. We regret to inform you that your employment with vote.org is terminated effective Thursday, March 21st, 2024. Due to the sensitive nature of your prior scope of work, we have terminated access to email and all of our systems. We arranged for your laptop and cell phones to be returned to the organization. Hope you didn't have anything questionable on there. She continued and directed staff to contact HR to coordinate your final salary payment in COBRA. According to vote.org policy, you should be eligible to participate. Oh my gosh, like this is right before an election. Isn't this like the crowd they want? Aren't these the young kids that Taylor Swift is helping? I mean, Taylor Swift's done her part. This one little post that she put up for vote.org. Do you know that she registered some 35,000 new fans to vote? I mean, it was pretty incredible. This happened last year. It's just wild. Like, she's tremendous influence. And so you would think that vote.org would have all the money in the world and they got Taylor's backing and this, that, and the other. But apparently this CEO lady, people are really mad at her. They said the problem was, it wasn't about getting people to vote as much as it was, allegedly, about her promoting herself. Sounds like a typical Democrat to me, right? Cheers. Live free or die. You can get these at the trishregan.shop. Shameless plug, but hey, why not? Anyway, let me move on to another big story that we've got going on. This is terrific. I loved seeing this. So I used to work at CNBC. And there's this great guy on in the morning who kind of comes across like a curmudgeon, but he's a really nice guy. And he's probably like one of the very few conservatives in the building. So I always knew why I liked him. Anyway, Joe Kernan, he's like holding down the whole fort. He is the only reason to watch Squawk Box in the morning. I'm not kidding. The one and only reason. And he just keeps having these little moments. Like there's these zingers. He has to be careful, right? Because you do this too many times and the bosses are going to be like, wait a second, nobody wants to come our show anymore. Like, no Democrats. He did to Pete Buttigieg. He did it to our lovely head of energy, Jennifer Granholm. And then he did it to the D.C. mayor. And he does this in such a clever way because it seems unassuming. But it's an important question what he asked, and it's important what he just exposed. Let's watch Kernan with the mayor of D.C.
My daughter's there, and I'm a nervous person already. So she's in her, in her 20s. I already worry. She worries. She's scared. She doesn't feel safe. She had a place broken into, and someone got shot on her block. And she wanted me to just ask you what's the answer? Do you have a plan? Is it broken windows that you got to do more of that, or is it more funding for police? What's the plan? Should she feel safe in D.C., Mayor Bowser?
Absolutely, and this is what you should know. I just got an update from my deputy mayor, and crime is down in all categories in Washington, D.C., especially those categories that so troubled us last year with robbery and carjacking, down more than 30%. So we've done the things that we know will reset our public safety ecosystems.
I was going to say down from last week. Apparently she's looking at year over year. I haven't double checked her numbers, but I'm glad he asked that question. She needs to be accountable. And hopefully a few interviews like that along the way might actually help. Meanwhile, over in New York City, because you get a problem with crime in New York, you get a problem with crime in Chicago, you get a problem with crime, and you get a problem with crime, frankly, everywhere, ladies and gentlemen, in ways that we never experienced under the previous administration. There's a variety of reasons for that. One includes the whole March 2020 movement, right, where suddenly we were trying to defund the police. Like, that made any sense. Not. And then you have, an open border. I mean, you just do. And that open border has led to a lot of people being here. Some good, some bad. All illegal. So, do what you will with that. Listen to, on GMA this morning, Good Morning America, ABC, owned by Disney, which has a big shareholder vote coming up. I want you to hear some sound from the mayor of New York. And this is troubling to me. I mean, it's really, really troubling because I look at this and say, his response to crime, is it somehow maybe, you know, it's a result of TikTok? As opposed to all the other things that I just cited. I mean, you want to talk about grasping at straws. We have individuals, primarily women, that are getting just hit in the face, in the stomach, shoved. A friend of mine's daughter was in New York City, just walking down the street, and she got punched right in the face. I want you to hear their blaming of social media for this stuff. It's wild.
Before we talk about the subway crime, let's talk about these, you know, accusations and allegations that women have been punched across the city, several places across the city, claim it on TikTok, and now there have been, what, two arrests?
Yes, yes, despicable. You know, they better hope that I'm not out on the street when I see that takes place. It's unbelievable that you see the corrosiveness of TikTok. Not only thing for teaching people how to steal cars, how to ride on top of subway stations, trains, but just this pervasive, negative, antisocial behavior. And for a woman to walk the street, I have two sisters, it's unacceptable to be punched in that manner. Now, this version of TikTok is not displayed in China. China, which puts out TikTok, you can't have this in their country. That is why we're going after social media companies.
So we do see these incidents happening on video.
Well, we've seen a few in the city, but one is too many. We see this trending when someone sees something on TikTok, Instagram, or one of these social media platforms, they duplicate this behavior. And there's a real correlation between the negative actions and what people are seeing trending on social media.
I'm sorry, I'm just not going to blame it all on TikTok. I mean, TikTok is not perfect. And I have a lot to say on that, but I won't get away from the issue at hand, which is that we have seen this rise in violence. And I think it's directly correlated to all the DEI and open border stuff that's going on. I mean, policy has consequences. It just does. And that's what people keep forgetting over and over and over again. There are consequences. Hey, so thank you for some of the nice expressions. I appreciate it. You know what I forgot to do? I'm going to give you two links to go to today. I forgot to give you 76 Research. You know, we have the Disney shareholder event coming up tomorrow. I want to talk with you about that. We're going to be live probably tomorrow when that goes live, right? Because that happens around 11 a.m., I believe, on the West Coast, or 2 p.m. on the East Coast. I'm on the East Coast. Let's plan to gather for that, because that's going to be a really, really, really big event. And we're hoping that Nelson Peltz, who's like the anti-woke guy, gets in there. We're hoping that he gets a couple of board seats, because I think it's exactly what Disney needs right now. I mean, CalPERS, you've got the state of California's retirement fund. I mean, the state of California that should be all about woke, right? Well, not when it comes to investing, because you know what? People still want their profits. They still want to be able to retire someday. So they're actually coming out and voting with Nelson. This will be really interesting to see how it all goes down. I'm going to be here live with you. We're going to be interpreting the events. I mentioned 76 Research because this is like where we don't do woke investing at all. This is where we invest only with the mindset of profitability. Profits matter, ladies and gentlemen. They matter. So it means you don't go out and say, okay, I want to cast something this way or do a remake of this in this way because, you know, it feels good and I want to lead society. No, 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 Disney, you have a very simple job. Make money, okay? You're an entertainment company and nobody wants to see your entertainment. You lost more than $1 billion in films last year alone. Take that. So we're going to be here. We're going to be talking about it. And 76research.com is the place for you to go. In the meantime, to one, sign up for the 76 report. It's cheap. It's like $9.95 a month, $9.99 a month. And you get a lot of interesting ideas and a wealth of content there. And Rob often includes, you know, one stock that we might be looking at from our model portfolios. Now, if you're a little more sophisticated and you want to, like, you know, go in and do 10 to 15 stocks in a model portfolio, I encourage those as well, because this is solid research, free from the nonsense, shall you say, that you're going to get out on Wall Street and everywhere else. So thank you, Moon at Noon. You like the velvet, or velour, as you're calling it. You know, it's actually cold in the Northeast today. It really is. So it's an appropriate attire in the Northeast. If you're anywhere else, I'm sure it probably looks hot. But yeah, thank you for the nice compliments. I want to point out another company that I don't own, but I have taken an interest in. It's called Balance of Nature. Interest, not financial interest, other than, yes, they are a new sponsor. And can I spell it? No, apparently I can't. Right here. They are a new sponsor on our show. I've been taking this Balance of Nature. There we go. I think I did it right now. Balance of Nature. I've been taking this. Are you going to do code word Trish if you're interested? I've been taking Balance of Nature, the fruits and veggie capsules for, maybe last few months. And I feel pretty good. I mean, I think I look okay and I feel terrific. So I credit them with it. I have never been really into my fruits and vegetables. I used to like spit out my peas when I was a little kid, right behind the TV. I'd run into the study and I'd spit them all out behind the TV. I had a place every time. It's like, I couldn't innovate there. I don't know what my poor mom. Anyway, she'd always find the peas right behind the TV. I never liked them. And so fruits and veggies, I definitely don't really love fruit the way I should. And so I don't get enough of these nutrients. And I know I don't. I know I don't. So it's been a big deal. I'm thrilled to take my fruits and veggies with Balance of Nature. If you're interested as well, you can call 1-800-246-8751, 1-800-246-8751. Discount code Trish is what you need to use. Make sure you say my name, discount code Trish. I hope that number is correct. I think it is. Discount code Trish, Balance of Nature. Good stuff. Okay, so long as we're talking Disney and Hollywood. Diddy, what the heck is going on with Diddy? Are they ever going to arrest this guy? Apparently, because they're using the RICO stuff, they're going after everyone around him. And Ashton Kutcher is allegedly expecting a subpoena over his, quote, good friend Diddy's trafficking probe. His wife, the actress Mila Kunis, is banning him from speaking to the rapper. It's all coming just a short time after, well, they got trapped up in another situation with, what's his name, Danny Masterson. Do we have that, Drew? Remember this guy's, Danny Masterson was on that show with them when they were younger and got accused of some pretty heinous stuff. And they first were like, oh my gosh, we love him. And they issued letters for the judge to read about what a great person he was. And then people found out and they did this really, frankly, I look at it and it feels contrived. It feels very acted, but I don't know. You be the judge. They put out this statement about their friend and how they didn't mean to support him like that. Watch.
We are aware of the pain that has been caused by the character letters that we wrote on behalf of Danny Masterson.
We support victims. We have done this historically through our work and will continue to do so in the future.
A couple months ago, Danny's family reached out to us and they asked us to write character letters to represent the person that we knew for 25 years so that the judge could take that into full consideration relative to the sentencing.
The letters. Yeah, okay. We get the picture. All right. It's kind of, we have no makeup and we're sitting out here just by this wood shed and we're going to tell you how bad we really, 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 really feel. Well, she's like, I'm not doing this twice. So I didn't know that they were such good friends. Apparently they were. Apparently they worked at like MTV Studios at one point together. He was doing that show Punk'd. Diddy was doing some other show. And so they became friendly. They're both obviously pretty successful business people. Neither of them have made all their money in acting. They've made their money through investing. investing in all kinds of companies. And Ashton has been very successful at that, as has Diddy. So we'll be interested to see what happens. But he is expecting a subpoena, interestingly enough. And the countdown is on. We'll see how this goes down. So great to have you guys here with me. So, so great. If you haven't joined the team membership, consider that, because I will tell you all those stories I promised to tell you on Friday. On Friday afternoon, we usually get together. Yeah, Leslie, I know it was bad. Anyway, good to have you guys here. Ian, Sherry, Don as well. Don, I know you're all over that Disney vote for tomorrow. We'll be here. It is great to see you guys. Thank you for spreading the word. Keep doing that, and I'll see you tomorrow.